This week on Rock for Him, we talk to Miggy Sanchez of the band Relent. Welcome to another podcast, Rock for Him. That did not go well. Anyways, as you know, I'm Jeremy, your host, aka the Big Boy, and with me is Riker, not Bonus Jonas Levine. What's up, dude?
How's it going? I think there's going to be slight variations to my nickname until finally you figure something out, but I don't think it's going to work.
Something like that. Well, we are excited. Unfortunately, Jason couldn't be with us tonight, but that's all right because we've been trying to get this podcast for a while. We are so excited because tonight we got Miggy from the band Relent. Bro, how's it going?
Hear me?
Yep, we can
yes,
hear you.
We can.
Okay. Oh, there we go. There we go. Yeah, it's going great, man. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're good.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on here, man.
We're glad to finally get you on, man. We've been trying to coordinate things for a couple years now, and finally got.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm always doing something, man.
No, man, it's all good. It just had to work in God's timing, you know?
Yeah, for sure, brother.
So tell us a little about yourself and about Relent for those who might not know.
Yeah, man. So my name's Miggy. I'm the front man vocalist of Relent. I started the band in 2016. And man, the band again was just an affirmation of like my loyalty and just life change that I experienced in Jesus. You know, I grew up in the music scene my whole life, basically, you know, so music's always been a big part of me. Man, but when I came to the Lord, it was like, it was insane, bro. It's all I cared about. It's still all I care about. But yeah, so man, Relent's been pushing it for like 9 years now, I think. And it's been amazing, bro. It's been so cool. I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, we are definitely excited too.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess you mentioned a little bit about, you know, where you were before and what God has done in your life. We love hearing about the music and the art that you guys create, but a big part of our ministry is hearing about you guys behind the scenes and specifically your testimonies. If you wouldn't mind, just maybe give us, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, like your testimony, how you came to know Christ and how that led into creating Relent.
For sure, man. Man, I guess they call them the rock and roll testimonies because it's like one day I was really bad and then I wasn't, you know, type of thing. But man, my encounter with Jesus was real. I didn't grow up in church. I wasn't a church kid. We didn't have a church going home. So God was mentioned, but it wasn't, you know, anything worth anything. You know what I'm saying? And so there was no seriousness with that. So I grew up most of my life, you know, knowing that God existed, but just never, you know, never paid attention to that stuff. Like I said, for the most part, I've been a musician my whole life. It's what I've known. It's what I do. And it's obviously a gifting of mine. And so I stuck with it. It took me to a lot of dark places, did a lot of bad things growing up, a lot of horrible addictions. And yeah, man, ultimately in 2013, I had an encounter with Jesus that rocked my world. You know, I was in the middle of a tour with another band that I was on tour with called Dead Like You. And I had this encounter in Jacksonville, Florida, on a beach where I literally heard a voice telling me to go home. And I remember just being on a beach. It was like midnight. And I was just so dissatisfied. Like I said, I'm on tour. I'm living the dream, right? And doing music. But I was so empty inside and I couldn't figure out why, man. And ultimately had a night where I was like, man, for some reason, I don't know what it is. I'm just going to pray today and see what, I don't know. Like, I didn't know what my outcome was, but I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what even that consisted of. I just began talking, man. And again, in the middle of a beach at midnight in Jacksonville, Florida, I heard a voice that I describe as soft thunder, where it was soft in its intimacy, but thunderous in its approach and what it did to me, because I just felt like I couldn't move, and it just literally said go home. And that day, actually the next day, I think I played one more show with the band, and ended up going home. And fast forward to about 3 or 4 weeks later, I find myself at this church that I was invited to by a friend. My wife and kids were actually living in this apartment because I'm a bum musician. I'm homeless. I got nothing to my name. Like I'm a complete loser. And so she's staying with a friend who and our kids, and the friend happened to be getting baptized at this church. And she was like, "Yo, can you guys come support me?" And again, we've never been churchgoers, like that wasn't our thing. And all I kept thinking about since I got home from that tour was like, man, like I can't take what I heard. It was either God or like some other like being, because it just it was so real to me. So she invites us to this baptism. And we're like, all right, we'll go. We'll support you. You're letting us crash at your crib. It's the least we could do, right? We show up to the church, man, and unbeknownst to me, the same voice smacks me, dude, as I sit in those pews. And I was just like, bro, I was frozen. I couldn't move. And I couldn't believe that what was happening. It was like, yo, like I'm not crazy. Like I know this is real. And I want to say 4 weeks after attending that church on and off, I gave my life to the Lord. My wife and I gave our lives to the Lord on the same day, actually, which is a whole complete like beautiful story, man. But the Lord rocked me, man, and I never looked back. And for 3 years there, I gave up music and I just started serving the church. And I was just like, I want to know more about this Jesus. And it's been an amazing 12, 13-year journey now that has taken me all over the world. That has humbled me, it has broken me, it's blessed me, it's done so many things, man, and I'm just so infatuated with Jesus, man, and so that's really all I care about.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, of course, bro.
Powerful. So, I mean, obviously your testimony has been I mean, I'm sure it's impacted the music that you've made. I really I personally really like your music, but I know friends of mine who are like really, really into your music and how much of a benefit it has been for them. Like quick anecdotally, even this morning I was carpooling to work with one of my friends, and Relent came up in his playlist, and I was like, "Hey, by the way, I'm interviewing these guys tonight." He thought it was really cool, but
That's
anyways,
dope.
can you just tell me some of the ways that you've sought to use your music as a testimony, as a ministry, and the ways in which you've used your testimony through that?
Yeah, again, it was the natural thing to do, because I didn't feel like I was the best communicator as far as like, one-on-ones and stuff. And music just seems to be the space where I can lay out what I'm feeling, what I'm going through, and all those types of things, and be okay with the outcome, right? And so for me, it was more of like I didn't want to be the cookie cutter guy that was just like, and nothing against those guys, but it was like, man, what happened to me was so real. I wanted it to be real. And I wanted people to know the real struggles, the things I had to walk through, the broken home, the divorces, the addictions, the sex addictions, all these things. And the only way for me to communicate them was through music. And at least at that time, right now, the Lord has me speaking at prisons and preaching and crazy. But it's just, man, music was such a big part of me. And I think the fact that I laid it down and let the Lord break me for what he wanted to break me for, and him giving me Relent 3 years later after laying music down, I think just it all of in itself was just, it just seemed to be God's plan for this whole thing, And it's just so crazy to see the testimonies that I hear of people being affected by the music, because that's my heart, was just to write music that benefits people who are going through life, man. Like it's so crazy how many times, like my first suicide attempt was 11 years old. Like at 11 years old, I shouldn't be thinking about death, but in our day and age, it happens. You know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy what the power of a song that tells you, hey, I'm thinking, I've been through the same thing, what you're going through. It's incredible how God can use something like that to turn someone's life around. And it's my favorite thing to do. It's my favorite thing to hear as far as like testimonies go and people affected by the music. People come to the shows and they tell me all day, man, like this song did this and I was going through this and I heard this song and it's like, man, it blows my mind. It is so crazy to be able to have a platform that affects people's lives. And I'm just forever grateful for it.
So you guys just released a new song over the weekend, Holy
Yeah.
Forever. Now that's the first from, is this going to be a full album or an EP?
It's gonna be an EP. This one's our first release as independent artists in a while. So the more songs, the more money goes. So it's like,
Yeah.
all right, well, we could probably get an EP out, you know. So but yeah, it'll be an EP for sure.
Okay. So what's the heart behind Holy Forever?
Holy Forever, man, came from a place of realness. And I think it's a topic that tends to get overlooked, especially when I think people have this stigma. I don't think, I know that people have stigmas of, oh, you come through Jesus and your life just gets better, you know? And I think true disciples actually encounter more suffering than anything, right? And I'm not saying that I'm holier than thou or anybody, but I'm just saying my walk has been a lot of suffering. You know, my yes to Jesus was and was followed by like trial after trial after trial, failure. And it was just crazy. And it was just like, what the heck is going on? I thought, you know, then you begin to learn like suffering is the tool and the mechanism that Jesus uses to trim the fat off of us, per se, to make us look more like him. You know, our Lord suffered, therefore, to think we're secluded from that is like, no, we're far. It's in the game plan. And so in more seasons than not, I found myself in that. And as I've tried my best to mature in Christ, I my perspective shifts to, okay, if you're utilizing this suffering, which you see it all through scripture, if you're utilizing this suffering to benefit your kingdom, right? Then I'm about it. Let's do that. And that's what Holy Forever is. It's a cry of Holy Forever. Obviously, I'm acknowledging God, you're Holy Forever. That's who you are. That's my name for you, Holy Forever. That's who you are. And because you're holy and because you're pure, nothing impure can come from you. Therefore, what am I worried about? You know, like what am I in fear of? Like no, nothing wrong can come from me. You're too good, even in the midst of my suffering. And so Holy Forever came from a season of that, you know, and just letting people know that it's okay to suffer when it's you're suffering for the Lord. I think Paul said it to an extreme, right? He said to live is Christ, to die is gain. So it's like, even if my suffering is unto death, heck yeah, let's do it, you know? And it sounds crazy. I've preached sermons with the same topic, and I feel like everyone just kind of stares at you like, you know, but man, it's just these are just perspectives that the Lord has broken me over. And man, I do my best to teach them.
So tell
Awesome.
me, I'm curious, how did you guys come up with your name? Where did
Relent?
that come from?
Yo, that's my wife and the Lord working together, because I was like, when the Lord gave me the okay to start moving on with Relent, told my wife was like, no. My wife was like, we ain't doing it. Again, we grew up in the music scene. Like a lot of our issues were tied to the drug, sex, rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was tied to the I guess the dogma that's attached to being in a music scene. And so the Lord had to break her on her private time, and he did. And I remember I got a call, I forget, from a pastor who didn't even know what I was going through. He's a man, I saw your face in the dream last night, and the Lord said, read this. And it was like the book of Jonah, and I'm going through the book of Jonah, which isn't too long, and I'm going through it, and I swear to you that the words relent, I've never read in there. And three times, and I think it's like chapter one or two, it says relent, right? Because he's sending them out to tell them to repent. Or some translations, the translation I had said relent. And it was like the words popped up. And I remember like the words like literally coming off the page, and I closed the Bible and I was like, that was weird. Anyways, I moved on. We had a meeting one day in my office. I was on staff at the church at the time, and my wife was like reading through something, and she was like, relent. She pointed it out and she said something, and I was like, what? He's like, yeah, that's it. It's relent. And I was like, that's so crazy that you say that, because the Lord showed it to me a few days ago, and I was like, nah, you know. And so it was cool. That's how the name came about. And so my wife gets all the credit.
Awesome. So, in addition to Relent, you also have been touring with El Nino. How's that been going?
It's been great, man. Like I said, man, it's taking me places that I never thought I'd get to see. I've literally been all over the world, and it's just been such a joy, bro. For me, like, ministry goes where I go. You know what I'm saying? So And that includes my workplaces. And El Niño happens to be one of my workplaces. And to see God utilize me in a way to bring hope to people, man, I got testimonies for days with what the Lord is doing there. And it's just been dope. It's been such a dream come true. I grew up a fan of the band, like dedicated fan, never missed a show, had every shirt. Like it was my go-to band. The reason I have dreadlocks is because of that band 20 years ago, you know? And dude, it's been a really cool joy to be able to do what I do with them, and very appreciative of it.
So you mentioned you've been all over the world. Where's the favorite, your favorite spot you've played? Venue or
Oh
place,
man.
city, country, whatever.
Golly. The favorite place I've visited would be Switzerland. I would move there in a heartbeat, but it's really expensive there. But
Yeah.
it's beautiful. I mean, it is gorgeous. My favorite place that I've played, man, there's a few. I would have to say Spain. El Niño is obviously a Latin metal band, so any Latin countries. We're like the Beatles over there. It's crazy. So it's like, I remember just being there and like on stage, and like 40,000 people are just like chanting, and it's like, dude, this is insane. But yeah, I think Spain would be up there at the top, one of my favorite shows. And then I'm gonna have to say Germany. Germany is just a different monster, man, when it comes to music.
Yeah.
Like anywhere in Germany, they're just so appreciative of you being there, and they go hard for you, man. It's so cool, bro. It's so dope. I love Germany.
So one of the fun questions we like to throw out, and Jason's not here, so I'll do it. So if you could go on tour with anybody, they pull up to your house and you can't say no. They pull up to your house and say, "Get your gear, you're coming with us." Who would it be and why?
So this is a two answer question. One, because I've already toured with them, but it was only like a 5 day winter run, and it would be for me, it would be, oh man, this is a trick question. Now you got me. Can it has to be, it's just one band,
One or two, doesn't
one or
matter.
two. All right, I'll do two bands. The first one's gonna be, and this band I've toured with already, but they're one of my all-time favorites. There's a band called Seven Dust. And I've loved them since I was a kid. And I got to tour with them 2 years ago. And it was just like they do like this Christmas, New Year, countdown to New Year run. And I was beside myself, right? So if they were to pull up, I'd jump on in a heartbeat. And then the next band that I would tour with, I'm gonna go Christian on this one. It's gonna be, oh man, there's too many to choose, bro. Let's see. One of my favorite hardcore Christian bands of all time is a band called Advent. Have you guys heard of them? Dude,
Yep, heard of them.
they're phenomenal. Like straight up, like I have a small testimony real quick. Before I would say, this is probably like 2008, nine, something like that. And I remember coming to, a friend gave me their record. And he was like, yo, jam this is a dope CD. You're gonna love it. I was like, all right, bet. And I remember putting on the first song. Man, mind you, I didn't grow up in church, none of that stuff. I played the first song. I didn't even know they were a Christian band. So the first song starts going off, and dude, I start like fighting tears. I'm like, what the heck is going on right now? And turns out, I find out later, obviously, that was the Holy Spirit trying to call me, but it took me years to answer that call. But man, yeah, Advent, they're a dude, phenomenal, phenomenal hardcore band. I love them so
Yeah,
much.
there. Yeah, there.
So you mentioned that the Holy Forever, your most recent single, is going to be a part of an EP. What's the general thesis, or what can you tell us about it? It not being released, obviously, but what can you tell us about this EP coming up?
Yeah, it's gonna drop in November. It's a right now it's sitting at five songs. I just got a text yesterday from my producer, and he was like, yo, we got to do six. I got this idea. I was like, cool, maybe six, maybe if it's in the budget, right? Prior to the release, we'll drop at least one more single, and because November is right around the corner, it's not that far away, you know. And what are we in September? No, August. We're almost in
August, end of
September.
August,
Yeah.
yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So we're about to be in September. We got 2 months after that. That's gonna fly by. But yeah, man, it's a five song EP. It's probably the heaviest Relent has ever sounded. Relent has always had a heavy tone to them, obviously. I love singing, you know, and I love singing hooks and catchy stuff. There's some of that, obviously, yucky here in Holy Forever, but I think people are gonna be surprised to see how heavy we went with this one. I was surprised. I was leaving studio sessions like, dang, should we re-record that? That feels like it's not even Relent sometimes, you know. But it's still Relent. It's just it's matured. And again, I think my heart is just so in a direction to worship and to make acknowledgement of who God is and what he's done in my life, and also to talk about real stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I've never shied away from that. So we're gonna hit some hot topics, man. But it's at least five songs dropping in November, and it's gonna be heavy, man. It's gonna be real heavy.
I'm
Jeremy
excited
can,
for it. Jeremy can t attest how much I love heavy music, so I am excited for that.
yeah,
I
man, for
love
sure.
me some heavy music.
Yeah, there's some stuff in there that I'm like, oh man, I don't know how the heck I got that out. That's cool.
Awesome.
So, all right. So another fun one we the fun another fun question we like to ask is, if you were a superhero, would you be somebody from Marvel or
Spider-Man.
DC? And Batman? Love it.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man's been my favorite since I was a kid. I don't know why, he just feels like flawless. Like there's every just I wish I could swing like him, super strength. Like he's like a hopeless romantic. You know, it just fits the personality and this kid. But yeah, dude. Oh, I love Spider-Man, man. So yeah, that's my go-to. Second place would be Batman.
Those are
Fair. Yep.
perfectly valid. I know it's like they're like the cliche, like every little kid loves Spider-Man and Batman, but
Yeah.
there are two perfect superheroes. It's
Oh, they're
Spider-Man and
amazing.
Batman.
They're amazing, bro. Don't get me started on the movies and the video games. Like, I'm all about it, man.
I watched slight tangent, but I watched the Matt Reeves the Batman
The
with
Batman,
Robert
bro,
Pattinson the
see?
other day again for like the fifth time. It's just
It's dope. There's
it's
hardly any action, but again, you got to understand origin stories,
It's
how, where he's
about
coming from.
he's a detective.
Yeah, and he's
Yes.
learning.
It's very early on in his career.
Yeah. We're gonna get
I
on a
remember.
huge tangent here if we keep going on this, because I think all three of us
Dude,
really like Batman.
I was so into the details of the movie. I remember being in the theater. I think I was with my dad. I can't remember. And there's a scene where Batman goes to shoot the claw to get away, and he hits the wall. And it's such a small detail, but it's like,
Yeah.
look, he's still learning how to be Batman. He doesn't
Yeah.
figure it out yet. And so that's how much of a fan I am. I love that stuff, man.
Perfect. All right. So, you mentioned you were touring with I forget the name of the band you were touring with right now or recently.
El Nino.
El
El
Niño. Right,
Nino,
right,
yeah.
right, right, right. For Relent, what plans do you have for the future for touring, if any, currently?
No, definitely a lot of plans to tour. Obviously we've taken the last 2 years off to just, man, revamp and rest. You know, a lot of people, I think people are still discovering Relent, but from 2016 on, dude, we were booking our own tours. We were showing up at every venue, every bar, every church that would let us play. And we were just, doing the grind thing. And I think we kind of exhausted ourselves for sure. But man, moving forward, especially with the new songs coming out, I can't, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of touring. I'm currently working on a tour now that might be announced before the end of the year, like a tour that happens before the end of the year, even if it's a small run. But if not, for sure, 2026 is gonna be lots and lots of touring, man, for sure.
Well, I can say we'd love to have you up here in Michigan. Like,
Dude, I was
yeah,
just there.
absolutely.
I was in Flint. I played in at the machine shop. That was cool.
Yeah,
Oh
I
yeah,
know right where
I remember
that's
when.
my hometown, so I know right where that is.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
That's our
that's
hometown.
Big John's next door. Oh, bro.
Yes,
Yep.
sir.
Don't get me started on Big John's, dog.
Where are you guys based out of?
So Renan is based out of San Antonio,
Okay.
Texas. Yeah.
Okay, I think I read that. I've totally forgot.
No, it's cool.
Them Texas boys, man.
Texas boys, man, we got the best everything. Best, well, almost everything. No, we don't have the best weather, but best food, best people. Yeah, it's awesome, man.
So beyond the EP and is there more music in the future or?
Dude, yeah, I really believe getting back into the stride of the new flow of Relent. Yeah, I really believe the Lord's got something big, on the horizon for us, and I'm excited for it, you know. And so it's just like I don't see it stopping anytime soon, you know, and I'm just ready for whatever comes. But yeah, tons more music, and a lot more cool announcements to happen. It's gonna be dope.
Now, you mentioned that you were independent again. Did you part ways with Rockfest or?
Yeah, so our contract with Rockfest was it was two releases, which was Heart Attack and Heavy, and then we had the EP War Were Me that came out, and then our contract was up after that. So yeah, so we kind of just stayed that way mutually, you know. We left them. Kudos to them for picking us up and giving us a shot, man. Nothing but love for them and all I was able to learn there at that label. So I bless them, man, so much. I'm very grateful for what we got to learn those few years that we were there. But yeah, man, as of right now, it seems to be like the pattern is like just, you know, the independent route. And I've had label offers, you know, within the past few months, really. And it's like, it's almost like you want to bite, but you're just like, I don't know, man. You know, it's a weird game. It's a weird industry. It's really Christian or not. Like I said, I got my foot in both sides of the industry, and it's pretty cutthroat. It's, you know, and it's pretty weird. But again, I'm grateful for everything I've learned. If someone comes, I guess, with the right offer, and maybe we'll see. But until then, man, we're gonna bust our butts and do what we gotta do.
So, I mean, so we're getting towards the end of our time. So,
Okay.
with a couple minutes that we have, first off, is there something that you, as a member of Relent and lead man for Relent, would like to tell the Rock for Him audience what Relent is all about? Just define yourself in, like, you know, however many words it takes, but like
Yeah.
what message would you like to convey with Relent?
Man, we are real people. I am a real dude, really walking with Jesus the best way I know how. And when I say that, I say it with the intention of like, that means you're going to get the good stuff and the bad stuff. And that's the thing that sucks about platforms is like people, they see you stumble or they see something, you know, fall through the cracks and they're just like, you know, they throw you out with the bathwater. And it's like, man, I'm here to be transparent as possible and to let you guys know, man, I'm walking this out the best way I know how, with the best accountability that I can give, that I can have, with my best devotion to the Lord. And in that, you're gonna see everything. And I pray that you've seen everything will bring a comfort to you to know that, man, this thing is, it's not easy, it's hard. But when we do it together, when we act in community, right? This is why scriptures are so clear on don't forsake the assembly of the ch church, right? It's for a reason. It's because we need each other to get through this, you know. And I think just the Christian industry in general is just one of those. It's so everyone's got four or five fingers pointed at someone else. I say, hey man, like stop. We got enough division. Relent's here, man, to help in any way we can, musically, by leading people to the comfort we know that we can only get from God. And whatever that looks like, we're about it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever hustle that requires of us, we're about it. You know, if that means that we get haters and we get, you know, canceled for something, then we're about it. Whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying? We'll go to the ends of the earth with this thing. But yeah, man, we're real dudes, man. There's nothing rock star about us. You know, we're just trying to live life and provide for our families the same way everybody else is. We just happen to have a different job title. So
Absolutely. Well, the other thing we love to do is we love to pray for you guys. So how can we
sure, man.
pray? How can we pray for you personally, and how can we pray for the band?
Dude, just pray for the future, everything that's to come, man. Again, I'm doing my best to hone in on what the Lord wants and what He's requiring of me. Pray I have clarity. Pray I have endurance and boldness to stand up and do what He's asked me to do. And whether that's, you know, pick something up or lay something down, you know, that works both ways. Pray for the scariest thing about all of this for me is always like, you know, people see us and they put us on these platforms and stuff. And it's like, for me, the scariest thing is influence. Influence is a very powerful thing. So just pray for that, man. Pray for the influence that we have over people, that it would be one that is Christ-like, one that is impactful, and one that provides hope to people. So, yeah, man.
Okay. Riker, I'm going to go ahead and pray us out of here.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was kind of detailed.
No,
That's
we love
totally
it, man.
fine.
Hey,
I feel like
we
every
also.
time I get asked questions, my brain processes like a mini sermonette, and I'm like, no, just answer the
No,
question,
that's
dummy.
great. That's great.
No, and not only do we ask here, but we also the me, Riker, and Jason have a chat group on the that we talk consistently, and we will add these prayer requests to our group, and we
That's dope.
literally pray for this, pray for everybody every single day.
That's dope, man. Heck
Yeah,
yeah, appreciate you guys.
yeah.
absolutely.
And I don't think this is spe necessarily specified enough. I don't think I often address the people that are watching, but like, this is also an opportunity for you guys to pray for these bands as well. I don't think we state that enough. Please pray
No,
for these
we don't.
bands. Like, there's a reason we have them on here like this, and there's a reason we have them talk about this stuff. Please pray for them. It would mean the world to us. I know it would mean the world to them. So, yeah, you should do that.
Appreciate it, man. Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, well, let's go to the Father in prayer. Lord, thank you for today. God, we thank you for Miggy and for the band Relent and for their ministry, Lord. Help them to continue to seek you out, seek your will for their lives and for the music they create, Lord. Help them to have endurance. Help these guys, Lord, to just live out your word in front of the world. Lord,
Yes,
help
sir.
them with their influence. Lord, I just ask that you continue to help us all to point back to you. Everything we do, Lord, be pointed back to you. We thank you for the Rock for Him ministry. Lord, we thank you for Relent and for their music and for their ministry. Lord, I ask that you continue to lead us all and guide us and draw us closer to you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much, man.
Absolutely, man. Well, for those of you watching, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Riker, this has been awesome. Miggy, I mean, thank you so much for finally coming on.
Yeah.
You're
Thank you,
welcome
bro.
back
Thank you.
anytime. You guys are officially Rock for Him family. So, I mean,
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much, man.
absolutely. For those of you watching, thanks for hanging out with us. And if you're gonna rock for Him.
What you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for Him.
Coming up next week, we talk to Les Carlson. The band Bloodgood, now he's out on his own and ready to release some new music. Such a great episode. Sure to tune in.